This recording, Finland 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in 1983 in a city called Turku, which is located in the southwest part of Finland. I'm the oldest child, and I have 2 younger sisters. I have spent my entire life here in this city and lived a pretty normal life, I guess, so far. I officially started learning English in the 3rd grade in elementary school, but before that, I had already learned a lot of words and sentences by playing the early video games. You really needed to learn a lot of English in order to play them. So that's basically when my interest in English began, and I've been learning English ever since. A couple of words of Finland. Finland is a very beautiful country, and we have huge differences between seasons here. I mean, during the winter, the temperature can drop below minus 30 degrees Celsius, and whereas during the summer, it can go as high as plus 30 degrees Celsius. So there's huge differences. Finnish people are generally very nice and hospitable, but when us Finnish people are also known for being a little shy, especially when it comes to strangers. So we're, if I had to say something in Finnish, I guess it would be something like Tervetuloa Suomeen, which means welcome to Finland.